Okay, my name is Beth Lockard. I've been deaf since I was 6.5 years old. The title of this workshop is, this discussion is really the deaf perspective on God and faith. I hope that with this discussion, it will challenge some new ideas that we all have about deafness, disability. You all will lead the discussion yourself. It's really not my lecture, but it's your feelings and your thoughts. Anything that you think of or that you want to contribute and participate, the only rules really, if you want to speak, please raise your hand so that I know who it is that's speaking. So that two or three people don't speak up at the same time, okay? There are two interpreters here. Bill is reverse interpreting for me now. And Carol will be signing for some deaf participants who are here. And I want to know before I begin, are any of you involved with working with the deaf or other people with, quote, disabilities? Question? Pastor Ludwig? Evan? Pastor Ludwig? What do you do?
He's a
pastor of the deaf and deaf blind in Seattle, Washington, right? Elaine? She was a teacher's aide for 10 years in Detroit School for the Deaf. Who else? Yeah, you've come a long way. Is there anybody else here that has worked with... I didn't see any. I thought I saw somebody else's hand. Over there? Where do you work? What area? Oh, good. Great. Anybody else? Did you bring her here to Holden? I couldn't even see her. Great. Good. You know, maybe if you're hanging around here with some of the deaf people, you know, and you know, we can talk with her and she can talk with them later. Anybody else? Yeah? Where? Wow, we have a wide variety here. Wide variety of areas, too. That's really great. And you had your hand up, too? I'd like to begin with the word disability up there on the blackboard. What does that word mean to you? It really seems to have a variety of meanings to a variety of people. And I'd like to know what the word means to the people here. Any discussion on that? Yeah? Anybody want to add to that?
Whenever they can compensate for whatever physical problems or emotional problems that they have, the disabilities cease to be.
So in other words, disability means someone who can't function in one way or another as a normal person, quote unquote. Would I be getting you correctly there? Yes. Anybody else want to add to their comments?
Where I come from, they don't use the term disability any longer. They say physically disadvantaged.
Physically disadvantaged.
I've also heard of physically challenged, too. Where are you from? Any other definitions of disability you can think of? Okay, another question related with that. who do you think God sees as disabled? All of us in our individual ways. That's good. I really like that. Could you, you know, just expound on that a little bit? How do you think theologically we are all disabled? In God's eyes. How do we need God's help, as she was just saying? Sure, go ahead.
I think we're...
Society has many traditions and thoughts and prejudices. And society has made a lot of judgments, you know, and we're all famous for that, judging each other in one way or another. I think that one big judgment that we make in labeling people, grouping people, deciding how people should act, how they shouldn't act, what they can and can't do. Being deaf, I've come face to face with many prejudices. People have different reactions. Some people are they panic. Oh my gosh, she's deaf. What am I going to do? How am I going to panic? How am I going to communicate with her? Other people have pity. Oh, the poor deaf person. I feel sorry for them. Maybe somebody could help that poor person. Other people are very paternalistic. You know, they want to take charge. I'm in a better situation than they are. I can control them. I can make decisions for them. I know what they have to do for their life to make it better. I tend to disagree with all of those attitudes because they don't really help me or other people to become independent, to move on with their lives, to, quote, function as a normal person, unquote. I'd like for you to think a little bit more about disability, you know. Again, please. Do you think that you
equate.
Would you equate disability with sickness? What would you think? Yes, why?
Sorry, I forgot. Sickness is always temporary. That person. I'm sorry, I missed that. Do you want to help? Do you want to help us reverse?
You said that sickness most of the time is only temporary, and that it stops a person from doing things because they're incapacitated in bed at the time. Mm-hmm. Are you saying on the opposite side that deafness is not sickness? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
You would not equate that with people who have long-term disabilities.
Do you people agree or disagree with him? Remember, this is an open discussion, please. What do you feel that disability is pretty much the same as sickness? Do you feel that it's something that needs to be healed? Do you all feel that Jesus saw disability as a sickness, something to be healed? Jesus, quote, healed many people. Many people who he saw with spiritual disability, something to be removed. Do you feel, let's repeat that, because he healed many people with disablement, do you feel that he should remove, that they should be removed from society? Anybody else want to add to that? People tend to see disability or something, a bad accident, a car crash, for example, a death of a parent, anything, any kind of crisis, as punishment or a curse or connected with how that person or his or her family has acted. Doesn't really matter if that person is a good person or if that person is a bad person. People still judge. If something happens to someone good, people tend to say, I really don't know why that happened, but God has a reason. Maybe if that person prayed hard enough, you know, they could be healed. Now, if the same thing was to happen to somebody else who is not considered, quote, good in society, then many people make a fast judgment and say, see, he deserved it. He got what God planned for him. Those kinds of statements really make people almost become godlike, because they're beginning to decide what God's plan is for everybody. They begin to make moral judgments, you know, about each other, and really become sticky. Yes, we still have those kinds of myths today, very strong. I can remember that when I became deaf from spinal meningitis, when I was 6.5 years old, it was really difficult for my parents to accept. Very traumatic, especially for my mother. Parents already feel guilty. If something happens to their kid, they tend to blame themselves. If only I had done this, if only I had done that, given them medicine, if. And then other people just add to that kind of stuff. Maybe come up to the parents and say, if you just had prayed harder, if you had just had enough faith, your daughter would be healed. Your daughter would become normal again. That really hurts. And it still exists today. Somebody had a hand up over there. Anyone? Were you able to help them? Do you feel that they also can be helping you with new thoughts and ideas? Are you saying that maybe if a person had faith in God, that faith would influence their ability to get well? Are you relating that to sickness and or disability? Which? I have a Bible verse that I'd like to read. This is from the book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 11. This is where God is talking to Moses, telling Moses to go and speak to the people. Are you familiar with that? Yes. And Moses said, please don't send me. I don't speak well. Send my brother, Aaron. And God said, verse 11, then the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Question. Who makes him dumb or deaf? Seeing or blind? It is not I. Is it not I? I, the Lord.
My feeling.
I think about death
bad things that happen to us,
like death,
come to us because of sin, through sin. Lack of faith.
And the lack of faith.
We can only overcome those things
through faith in Jesus.
Maybe when God said,
Who gave you those handicaps? Not I.
We inherited those through sin.
Traditionally, people feel that disabilities and bad happenings have happened to us because of our sin and so forth. True. Part of them, yes. But also in the Bible, right here, God is sort of asking Moses, who made deaf and blind? Who made the hearing, seeing? Who made your talents? Who gave you the abilities? Is it not I, the Lord? So here, God is also saying, He gives what society may consider terrible, like deafness. He gives that, and He also gives other things that come from Him. I want you to respond to that too, please. Yeah, that's not easy. My personal belief is that God makes many things happen, and other things He lets happen. But who are we to know which is which? But according to Romans, all things work together for good. For those who love God. Whether He made it happen or whether He let it happen, it still is really not terrible. It might be hard on us, not easy, but in the long run, it's all part of His plan. What His plan is not something that we know now. That's what makes it hard. That's my opinion. Yes? Yes? Yes?
This morning, that there's a parent, brothers, or not, so they can separate you from love and love of people.
Why not? You're a very good boy, you know, right?
You wanted to say something? Did you want to say something before? You look like you wanted to join? No? Okay. Yes?
I just wanted to say that I feel that in every situation we're in, we feel God makes the best out of the situation and help us to deal with it. I've been hard of hearing since birth. I wear two hearing aids. And my feeling is that many people have looked at me and, you know, like some of the things that we have said tonight, feeling sorry for that person or wanting to make decisions for that person. I've experienced that, and it's not fun. And in fact, I have been fortunate in having parents that accepted me for who I was, and I did not realize what God's plan was for my life so much later, maybe high school or college. And it was exciting because I look back and I go, oh yeah, you know, that's what makes it so wonderful. And each of us has something to contribute to each other. And I feel that I look at my hearing loss as more of an asset to help me be more, I would say, compassionate for the people. And I don't pity myself at all. People have said, oh, it would be nice if you had one of those implants, that complete ear murmur or something. And I say, I don't think that would make a difference. I'm happy where I am.
I have, I've had similar experience. You know, there's a new operation called a cochlear implant, thank you. And many people feel that I should have that. You know, that if I had that operation, I would become hearing again. And I say that I'm really not interested. You know, I'm not interested really in becoming hearing again, and it shocks people. Why? Don't you want to be healed? Don't you want to be whole? Don't you want to fit in with society? To function, quote, as a normal person? And I say, I am. I'm happy. I'm a person. I'm productive. I feel that God made me deaf for a reason. Why try to change that? People will really have a rough time understanding that. Very hard to understand. But that's really how I feel. Yes? You don't pity yourself, you say. And I don't pity myself either because I'm deaf.
But now,
deaf people have so many ways.
So many accesses,
so much access.
It's there.
It's really there for them.
We have telephones.
We've got telephones. We've got captions for TVs.
And we have translators.
And we've got translators and interpreters.
It's there.
I really become angry sometimes.
When it's there,
but not available.
When it's not provided. I can't really feel whole.
Until I have access.
Like others. But it's not self-pity.
But it's not really self-pity. Do you agree? You understand? Excuse me. If any hearing people want me to interpret, just ask. Same thing goes both ways. I'm sorry. I said if any hearing people need interpreter for voice. Did everybody understand what he just said? I want to ask you over there. Do you feel that when you go to heaven that you'll become hearing?
Bill's answer is, go ahead. I have no doubt that in heaven we will have no disability. All will be perfect. All will be able to communicate perfectly. We also said earlier with that.
Do you feel that you'll be hearing?
I said, I don't know. It will all be the same. I don't know.
What about you? Did you have a feeling?
The exact question again.
The exact question again, please. Do you feel that when you go to heaven, that you'll be hearing?
I don't even give it a thought.
I never gave it a thought. Why? Why?
I know.
All I know is
it'll be perfect.
That it will be perfect.
I know.
All I know
is, the voices of my kids up.
Is that I'll hear the voices of my kids up there.
See, I know it.
I know that.
But meanwhile,
there's hope, but meanwhile, I don't worry too much about that.
Here
and
now,
I can say the same thing as St. Paul said himself. He had a handicap, you know. St. Paul, he had a handicap. He was disabled. You didn't know that. Yeah, I knew that. He said that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I haven't really given much thought to whether I can hear in heaven. I just know that it will be perfect. What about you all? Well,
we really will like to play with him. We don't know if we will have bodies. We don't know that. We know we will be with him. So everything may be like an angel. What is now?
I feel the same way. But as for now, I don't feel hurt about being deaf because I'm married to a wonderful woman. I have fine kids. And if that happens, if I'm not deaf, maybe I won't be the same. Do you understand? Yes. Dr. Rainier?
I remind myself and you also that God made a promise in the first 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that on the resurrection day, we will all have a new glorified body, like unto Christ's body. If that will happen, we'll have no disability.
How do the rest of you feel? If I was to ask you, if you went to heaven, do you think you'll become deaf?
If there's rap music up there, I hope I
can. Rap music up there? I hope so. My point is, in saying this here, is that society traditionally, you know, to us, deaf people, considered disabled, the idea is, don't worry, when you go to heaven, you'll be perfect again. As if, now, we're not perfect. Which is true. But the emphasis, you know, on the other people without the, you know, this being disabled, that they are perfect in a sense, more so than we are. I have 5 o'clock now. And feel we really should stop. But before we close, I'd like to know if any of you would like to add anything else in particular. Yes?
I was thinking.
That people, all of us, who have no hope,
those are disabled.
They're the disabled ones. That really helps hearing impaired, the hearing impaired population, to know what's happening. Yes. Can be very scary to live in a society where the majority, you know, are not similar, you know, and everything seems to center around the majority's needs. When you think about it, nobody in this room is really the same. Everybody's different. Color hair, color eyes, personalities, different weight, etc. Trying to think of disability as one kind of bell curve kind of society. You know, some people can hear more than others. Some people can build houses better than other people. Some people can speak better than others. But we're all in this thing together. We're all equal in God's eyes, God's sight, whatever He made us. I'd like to close now and let you go to the next workshops and whatever. Thank you very much for all your participation, all your ideas, and for sharing your thoughts and feelings. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, we're going to have a forum. And the deaf people will be on a panel. And I'm not sure exactly yet what the topic is going to be. Carol has more information on that. But hopefully you can come to that and share some more. Thank you again.